for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Good morning, Frankie. Loved your interview with the guy from RT. Overnight.
Oh, well, that was awful.
Very
nice of
interesting.
You.
Very
Thank
interesting.
You.
I had a lot of comments. I was screaming at the radio, but it was very enlightening.
Well,
I will say.
You know someone that works at RT
I
as
do.
Well?
I do. My brother works for RT, RT America, yeah. Wow. I really liked it, though. Once again, you prove why you are one of the, if not the best interviewers out there.
Here, you know, I was watching on Twitter the promotional preview video that I do at 77 WABC Radio, and here I thought my face was so red because of my perpetual drinking or my psoriasis or rosacea, it's not. It's because you make me blush with your comments.
Well, I mean it. I sincerely mean it. You're excellent. And I told my agent that, Heather Cohen, I said, you know what? Because she was talking about your interview with Joan Hamburg recently. And I said, the guy is he's a mixture of a Dick Cavett, of a Tom Snyder, of a Charlie Rose, all the good factors.
Are you being so nice to me today because people yelled at you for the Dungeon and Dragon nerd shaming?
No. That actually encouraged me when people yell at me about things. It makes me even more obstinate. Anyway, so Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Deb Valentine is following breaking news at the news desk, and Sid will be in with sports at 5:15. Here's what we're going to be talking about, I have a feeling, today at the water cooler or the coffee machine. More Democrats are jumping on board the resign Cuomo bandwagon. Also, great news in the vaccine availability realm. But, you know, some are questioning some moves by leaders down in Texas and certain other places, saying, are your moves going to leave us vulnerable? Also, they aren't the classics, but a host of new countries are adding Americans to the welcome list. And I'm going to tell you why these unique and even somewhat obscure spots should entice you, Frank. Mm. Places you probably would never think of going. Your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. And finally, the verdict is in. This fat is the hardest to burn off. Can you guess which fat on your body it is?
Is it where on your body?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to
give
that some thought.
Yes, I'll tell you. I'm sure Sid is going to know the answer to this, and I'm going to tell you right before Sid Sports at 5:14.
Strikes me as exactly the kind of thing that Joe Nolan would know, but perhaps as he's giving us traffic and transit on the 7s, he'll give us his guess. Joe?
Well, good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. We've got a problem eastbound on Route 80. All lanes are closed coming on up to 280. There's a car-bus accident. Again, this is in the process of being cleared up and out of the way, but it's been there now for a little while. Eastbound on 78, construction, two lanes are out. That's in the express lanes coming in between exits 49 and 50. So that's just east of Route 24. And then eastbound on the Bell Parkway out at Flatbush Avenue, there's a collision there they are working on. Now, mass transit, everybody so far so good. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations. Again today are going to be in effect. And this report, a service of Exergen, receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer towards an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters, and Exergen is the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies. Details at Exergen.com. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, at 5:08, a lot of you wondering what you're in store for weather-wise today. The person with all those answers is Juliet Huddy.
Thank you very much. Ramsey Subaru's weather, as a matter of fact. It's going to be 51 degrees today. Sunny, maybe a few afternoon clouds, but not too bad. Although the winds will be light and variable, as they say. So it's not going to be one of those situations where you're going to sit outside and just feel the burning rays like you're down in Miami or something. But still, we'll take it. Tonight, we're going to have partly cloudy skies heading down to about 36 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. We will see some sun popping out, depending on where you live, 44 degrees. And Friday, it looks like a beautiful day, sunny, 39 degrees, but the winds will be around 15 miles an hour. We're just going to see, it's again, you're going to see sun for the next few days, actually many days ahead, but you're going to feel those winds over at least today, tomorrow, and Friday, Saturday. By Sunday, of course, the winds start to slow down. We'll have a mostly sunny sky, 40 degrees. Monday, 45 degrees, mostly sunny, and very, very, very light winds. Tuesday, Wednesday, next week, looking good. maybe some showers Thursday. All right. But not so bad. Not so bad. Getting up there in the 60s at some point.
Absolutely. Well, what's also not looking so bad is your prospects of getting the COVID vaccine.
Yes.
Because two of New York's state-run coronavirus vaccination sites plan to start operating 24/7. As part of a pilot program, Yankee Stadium and the Javits Center are adding additional appointments to start operating overnight. Yankee Stadium will start administering the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine today. Oh, yeah. Meantime, the Javits Center will also roll out the Johnson & Johnson vaccines starting Friday, with appointments going live this morning at 8.
Oh, that's great news. So this is kind of in the same vein. There was a unique partnership announced yesterday. President Biden says the pharma behemoth Merck is going to be coming aboard and helping make Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine. What's weird about this is that the two are professional enemies, basically. Mm. They're major competitors. But it's another move by the president to help push Johnson & Johnson's production along, with the goal, obviously, of getting the U.S. to herd immunity sooner than later. The deal basically has Merck dedicating two facilities exclusively to making those J&J shots. One makes the vaccine, the other places the vaccine in the vials and packages them for distribution. President Biden adding to the great news, saying we are on target to beat previous expectations when it comes to all Americans being able to get those vaccines.
Here's what all this means. We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
That's great news. I'm a little concerned about the news coming out of Texas and some of the other states. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, yesterday saying that he's lifting the mask mandate down there. That's a state where 45,000 people have died from coronavirus. Only California and New York have seen more deaths. Experts are ripping the move, saying the fact that we're heading into a positive direction does not mean that we've eradicated the risk. So hopefully that doesn't lead to some sort of fourth wave. I mean, I know that some of the experts are concerned about that.
And I know Mississippi also rescinded their mask mandate as well. So it'll be interesting to see which other states follow suit. Here in New York, elected officials across New York City are calling on state leadership to take control of the budget. It comes as Governor Andrew Cuomo faces increasing demands to resign. Several city officials, including public advocate Jemani Williams, State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, and Speaker Carl Hastie, they're saying those folks, those legislative leaders, should end tax breaks on the wealthy and pass the Invest in Our New York Act. That initiative is expected to generate $50 billion in annual revenue, primarily through taxes on the wealthy.
Okay, it's less than 24 hours till March 4th. What is March 4th, you ask? Well, I'm glad you did. Well, traditionally, before the 20th Amendment kicked in, it was the day of the presidential inauguration. The Capitol and other cities now are on alert. QAnon followers have been chattering online about the date, suggesting that they think it's the day that Trump's presidency will begin again. U.S. Capitol Police are being joined by roughly 5,000 National Guard troops to make sure that no funny business happens tomorrow. They're going to stick around, apparently, until at least March 12th. And now we're getting word that officials down there say that they have received new intelligence, something about a militia plot to breach the Capitol yet again by the group, the Three Percenters. So the folks down there feel that they are prepared this time.
Well,
let's hope so.
My goodness. All right. Well, before we get to Sid Rosenberg and sports, and there is certainly a lot going on in the world of sports, at least four candidates for New York City mayor are planning to propose how they would rebuild the local economy. Sean Donovan, Catherine Garcia, Diane Morales, and Andrew Yang are joining New York City Hospitality Alliance for a virtual forum this afternoon at 4 o'clock. The candidates are expected to take tough questions as the restaurant and nightlife industry struggles to survive amidst the pandemic. Anybody that's interested can head to New York City Hospitality's Twitter page and sign up for the meeting link.
All right, real quick, if you guys had to guess, Sid Rosenberg, you join in here, which fat on your body is the hardest to get rid of? What would you say?
Stomach. That would have been my
stomach
been
is
my
the
guess
answer.
As well. Abdomen.
It turns out, yes, belly fat. Yes. Scientists say it's just harder for the fat in that area for some reason to shift, which makes it more resistant to weight loss.
Right.
That's why
I don't know
you
why
get...
I even asked you, because I knew you would answer
the
question.
Body sculpt.
I got it right also.
You did.
Yeah. Well, Frank
yeah, but I mean, you know, Dungeons & Dragons people usually don't. They're not as interested in this topic.
He's very in tune to his body.
That's
very
right.
in tune.
I am no, an is. Expert in belly fat.
Cool sculpting takes it away.
Yeah. Wait, is that right?
Yeah, no, I've done it. It absolutely works. Works for about 6 to 9 months.
Oh, I want some of that.
Yeah.
It's really expensive, though.
Not really.
Can you hook me up?
Yeah. Not for
well,
me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, exactly. You know Sid's got to deal with somebody.
Of course.
Oh, my
pay a penny.
God, I need your friends.
We can set it up. We can
oh,
help
God.
You.
All right.
I already got Brooklyn Net tickets working for you.
Oh, yeah!
All right. Don't forget our Coney Island date on May 17th.
Well, I can't wait for that. I'm very excited.
Here to give us what's happening in the world of sports is Sidney Ferris Rosenberg.
Thank you, Frank Morano and Juliet. Brooklyn, the Nets are back in action tonight. James Harden going home after a messy divorce with the Rockets on his way to Brooklyn. The Nets are in Houston taking on the Rockets tonight. The Knickerbockers, they got hammered last night in San Antonio. 119-93, the final. So the Knicks find themselves back at 500. Exhibition baseball yesterday. The Yankees beat the Orioles 4-2. Now starter Jordan Montgomery, he's been getting some lessons, if you will, from former Yankee greats CeCe Sabathia and Andy Pettitte. Here's Montgomery, who gave up one run in two innings yesterday on his outing.
I feel like a lot of pitches I made were really close and really competitive. Change ups at the bottom of the zone. And I pounded the top of the zone four seamer. So I'm pretty happy with it.
The Mets get a win yesterday. They shut out the Astros 2-0. Five pitchers combined to shut out the Astros in seven innings. Marcus Stroman, the starter, he goes two scoreless to start the game. Here's Mets skipper Luis Rojas on Stroman's performance.
Always talk about his slider and his sinker, two-seamer. And now, you know, today he was elevating the fastball a little more, and now the changeup with the fade. And so there's, like, just more additions to his repertoire. He can hit more spots in the, you know, in the quadrant. So it's just a good mixture for him. It looked good.
That changeup could really, really bode well for Marcus Stroman. Locals on the ice last night, the Rangers get themselves a big win, outskated the Buffalo Sabres 3-2. The top line played very, very well. In fact, here's Ranger coach Dave Quinn on that.
Yeah, I thought obviously it's nice to get on the board quickly, and then they get another one early. And, you know, obviously when they're involved in two goals early in the game, that's a good sign. And I thought Mika really started showing signs of his old self throughout the course of the game, and I thought Bucci had a good night. Laffy obviously gets the goal going to the net. So, you know, it's always good when you get one line that gets two.
And the Red Hot Islanders win again. They beat the Devils by a final of 2-1. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, a little bit of good news out on Route 80. Two lanes now are shut down as you come up to 280. Again, a car and a bus involved in an accident. That's in the process of being cleared. Now, if you're on 78 on the eastbound side between 49 and 50, construction in the express lanes, two lanes are out of service there. And on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Flatbush Avenue, there is an accident down pole. All lanes are closed. Now, the Transit Authority, number one trains have delays in both directions at 242nd Street. That with police activity and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thanks, Joe. I didn't realize my mic was on. I am getting killed with allergies right now.
Oof.
Oh, my God. They're so bad. Sorry. Just a little bit of editorial Juliet-ishness. Frank has your business coming up, and a controversial Biden pick bows out. Plus, it's got a buzzy European-style cafe scene juxtaposed with ancient temples, all for literally dollars a night, even at the finest hotels. I'll tell you where you can now travel. They're welcoming Americans. You got to be the adventurous type, though. Your Jet Set Juliet travel update coming up at 5:40.
This is the WABC Early News.
5:20, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Moreno. The opening bell rings this morning after stocks sank yesterday following the furious rally recorded on Monday. Securities were mixed throughout the day but took a tumble late in trading. Tech and real estate sectors saw the biggest hits at the closing bell. The Dow fell 144, the S&P was off 32, and the NASDAQ lost 230 points. Now, the White House is withdrawing President Biden's pick to lead the budget office. Neera Tanden faced a mountain of opposition over highly partisan tweets in her past. A statement said President Biden has the utmost respect for her record and that he looks forward to her playing a role in his administration in the future, Julia.
All right. It is 33 degrees in the city. WABC Early News Time 520 coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 540. How does this sound? Roman ruins in the morning, a luxury Mediterranean resort in the daytime, all for pennies.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah. An African adventure, and it's open to Americans.
Sounds like it's going to be a catch.
Now, no.
No catch.
No catch. No, no catch. I'm going to tell you about that shortly, but first let's head over to the news desk for Deb's News Minute.
Julia, 34 clear skies. New York State lawmakers plan to take away New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's emergency powers related to COVID-19 by Friday. Doing so would give local pandemic control back to local lawmakers following two separate investigations into the governor. Meanwhile, outside the governor's Third Avenue office in Manhattan yesterday, this man among those calling for the governor to step down.
An investigation is needed for accountability. His resignation is needed for New York.
And announced yesterday a vaccine location opening at Co-op City in the Bronx. It's home to 42,000 New Yorkers. It'll open Thursday. Congressman Jamal Bowman.
I represent the Northeast Bronx as well as Lower Westchester, two areas that were greatly hit hard by COVID and continue to be hit hard by COVID.
He fought to get that center at that site. It'll be open Thursday to Tuesday, 8 in the morning to 7 at night. Futures in the red, down 143 points. From the 77 WABC Early News Desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. Juliet has your full Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast.
Thank you very much. All right, today it is going to be 51 degrees, which sounds wonderful. It's also going to be sunny. The problem is we've got some winds going, light winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour, could get a little bit more gusty. Gosh, the gustiness yesterday was crazy.
My
60 miles an hour. I mean, that was wild. I figured that because when I was going to work yesterday, I was like all over the road. Anyway, tonight, partly cloudy skies leading into tomorrow, partly cloudy day. 44 is the high. On Friday, we get down to 39 degrees, but it will be nice and sunny. Winds 15 or so miles an hour. Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be in the upper 30s, low 40s with partly cloudy skies Saturday and mostly sunny skies Sunday. And then heading into the work week next week, we'll have some mostly sunny skies, you know, maybe some clouds thrown in there, but we start to get progressively warmer. We are definitely seeing springtime temperatures coming in. We should potentially hit the 60s next week, but if not, I'm guessing the week after.
All right.
Yay.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Spring poised to finally spring.
Thank yes. God.
All right. 523, you are listening to the WABC Early News. A bunch of stories that we are following, including a goat that is okay.
Oh, yes.
After a good Samaritan found him on the side of a highway in Queens. A person found the animal, now named Billy, while on their way to Brooklyn on Monday. They didn't know what to do and dropped the goat off at the 63rd Precinct. The goat was taken to New York City's Animal Care Centers, where cops say he seems to be in good condition.
Well, he was a baby. He was a little baby. And I heard that they named him Capricorn.
Well, I heard that is fake news?
No, I heard the woman, unless this was fake news given to us by a different radio station today when I was driving
in. You've been listening to this one.
Liars. I was listening. I told you that. Again, your interview with the RT guy was fascinating.
Well, that doesn't change the fact that his name is Billy.
I think it's Capricorn. But it was a baby. And I was like, listen, you could give it to me. We'll take it.
Would you really take this goat?
My husband and I have been dying for a baby goat.
Well, so why don't you reach out to New York City?
Well, because they already gave it to a sanctuary.
Oh, okay.
So anytime you guys have a goat that you want to give out, it's got to be a baby, though. We'll take it.
If anybody wants to give Juliet a goat, you can reach out to her
yes,
on Twitter.
Yes, please.
At Juliet Huddy TV. Juliet
exactly.
Huddy TV.
Thank
baby
you.
Goats only.
Baby goats are us. Another Trump administration vet joins Fox News. Host Harris Faulkner officially welcomed former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany to the network's fold yesterday. There had been rumors for the past month or so, but now it is a done deal. Not clear exactly what she's going to be doing, but I'm guessing based on my time and experience there at the network that she's coming in kind of like Dana Perino did, you know, who was the press secretary for Bush 43. Dana started off as a contributor where you show up, you're sort of at the mercy. You're like, you've got your pager on 24 hours a day because if any show wants you, you have to show up. But you get paid hundreds of dollars for every appearance.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah, I know Arthur Idala told me when he was a legal contributor at Fox, they started out paying him by appearance, but then he was on so much, they ended up paying him a fortune, and then they would just pay him a flat fee, and then he'd have to be available all the time.
Yeah.
How many of those folks are paid per appearance, and how many are paid?
I don't know.
Like,
I'm not sure.
Basis?
I think, you know, I'm not really sure. I think when you when you see them become a little bit more a part of a show, that you're constantly seeing them on
like
the show.
A
that's
Juan
usually
Williams,
yeah, yeah. Well, exactly. Well, he's now. I mean, he's a full time
right.
guy. But yes, when you start seeing them a little bit
Geraldo,
more frequently,
I guess is a good.
Well, he became a full time guy too.
Right. Okay.
But Dana Perino became. She was the contributor, and then she became a full time employee because she did such a great job. And I, you know, that could be where. Kayleigh McEnany is going. Jen Psaki, the press secretary for Biden, had this to say.
I will say that I knew Kayleigh a little bit, not well. I met her when we were both CNN contributors, and we did a few shows. I'm not sure how many together. Like many Americans, we disagree on political issues, but we talked about our families, our spouses, sports, all sorts of things in the green room. And I certainly wish her the best in her future endeavors.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah. That's the way it should be. I mean, we should not have this contentiousness between us. But all right. Well, good luck to Kayleigh.
Absolutely. And good luck to you if you're on your way to work today. And you may need it, judging by the way the traffic looks. And at 527, we have traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. How's it looking, Joe?
Well, eastbound on Route 80, two lanes are out coming up to 280. Again, that car-bus accident, they're still working on that. Eastbound 78, you've got two lanes out in the express lanes between 49 and 50 with a collision. Staten Island bound for Arizona, that upper level is closed with road work. The outbound LIE right at the Grand Central, a disabled truck. Again, that one off on the right shoulder, causing some delays. And then also on the Trans Authority, the number one trains in both directions going to have delays in and out of 242nd Street. That because of police activity. And alternate side again today is in effect. The support, a service of Exergen. Receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer towards an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters, and the Exergen is the only thermometer proven to be accurate by more than 80 clinical studies. Details at Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7, Stock Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. A warning to parents. If you do this with your kids, you could unwittingly be turning them into alcoholics down the road. Yeah, this is a crazy story. It's coming up at 5:44, right before Sid's Sports. But first, Deb has your headlines.
All right, 34 clear skies. Juliet, New York State lawmakers planning to strip New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo of his emergency COVID-19 powers.
This is a move Mayor de Blasio and some other local elected officials have been calling for. Governor Cuomo also facing increased pressure tied into allegations of sexual harassment and claims his administration covered up the true number of coronavirus deaths in nursing homes. A vote could happen as early as Friday. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Outside the governor's 3rd Avenue office in New York City yesterday.
Governor Cuomo's got to go.
Calls growing louder for the governor to step down following sexual harassment allegations from some 3 women and that other investigation into the state's alleged underreporting of nursing home death totals related to COVID-19. Well, 2 people riding the N subway to work about 4:45 yesterday morning were stabbed at the 59th Street station, but they managed to hold this suspect until cops arrived. The suspect, identified as a homeless 22-year-old, taken into custody by police. Finn Barbuto, facing numerous charges. He was taken for a psych evaluation at Bellevue. Well, out in Suffolk County, 2 police officers suspended without pay after body camera footage shows them kicking a handcuffed suspect on the ground. Suffolk County Police Commissioner is Geraldine Hart.
We have to hold our officers to the highest standards. The actions of these 2 officers are concerning.
And 4 others, 3 officers, 1 supervisor placed on modified duty for not intervening. That confrontation in Mount Sinai on February 24th, 30-year-old driver Christopher Cruz had just been arrested for crashing a stolen Jeep into 2 police cars during a chase when this alleged incident occurred. All right, looking at futures, they're in the green now. They've been flip-flopping this morning. The Dow up 236 points. Fox National headlines are next.
Fox News. I'm Carmen Roberts. Some intelligence reports suggest militia groups may try to storm the Capitol building again this Thursday.
Two sources tell Fox 5 in D.C. that an intel bulletin specifically mentions the group, the Three Percenters. Some QAnon supporters loyal to former President Trump have been saying they believe the former commander-in-chief will be sworn in again on March 4th.
Fox's Jill Nato. The House Sergeant-at-Arms says members of Congress have been briefed on the increased security measures. And we're learning more about the SUV that crashed in Southern California Tuesday, killing 13 people.
Officials telling Fox News the crash happened after a hole was cut into the fence, the section of wall not part of the fencing that was done under the Trump administration.
Fox's Shannon Bream. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
5:32, this is the WABC Early News. We help kickstart your day in terms of the headlines each and every morning with you until 6:30 as part of the great WABC lineup of shows. Now, as you may know, one of our colleagues is actually in the midst of running for mayor, so that means, at least for the time being, he is not on the radio. Talking about a time slot you're familiar with, Juliet, mm-hmm. from noon to 3, which was formerly occupied by Curtis Sliwa. And now, these days, somebody that's doing a great job holding down the fort is Dominic Carter. And Dominic Carter has been so great, not only in his reporting and his commentary, but in getting the kind of guests that no other show on our radio station is really getting on a consistent basis. And you've got to really listen to him each day from noon to 3. Yesterday was no exception to that.
Yeah, he is... I think friends, actually, personal friends with the talk show host Wendy Williams. And it's funny because Wendy Williams' show replaced my show, which was canceled. The morning show with Mike and Juliet. No, it was fine. I mean, I have held nothing against her. In fact, on her first day, I sent her a huge bouquet of flowers. And if anybody deserved a talk show, a syndicated talk show more than Wendy Williams, I don't know who that would be.
Well, I guess it would have been you and Mike.
Yeah, well, apparently not, because we were canceled. No, we did okay, but we were a little before our time. But Wendy has been so successful.
First victim of the cancel culture.
Yes, exactly. Wendy has been so successful, though, and I'm so happy for her. But she was actually talking with Mr. Carter a few days ago, and some interesting revelations were made. Listen.
Interesting.
So explain to me, Wendy. I don't think a lot of people understand that you listen to talk radio.
All the time. I ride in on Bernie and Sid.
Look at that.
Yep, I do. When I leave my apartment, because now I don't live in Jersey anymore. I'm from Livingston, New Jersey, and I am part of... you know, opinion on everything in my mind.
So you actually listen to Bernie and Sid in the morning?
Yes.
Wow. And I know for a fact that you listen to Curtis Sliwa and Juliet Huddy, who's now on at 5 a.m. You sometimes listen to them in the afternoon, correct?
No. Well, Juliet actually comes on early in the morning before Bernie and Sid.
Look at that.
Look
at that.
Know your lineup, Dom.
Know your lineup.
I'm glad we had her to school him a little bit.
I know.
When we're on.
No, but he said 5. She's on at 5 now. But yeah, I think that's really cool.
That is cool.
Because she does the kind of show that I love. She talks about all sorts of the hot topics. And she gives her real, blunt, unedited opinion. And I think that's great. And she's fearless. She always has been, which I admire.
So people should know, if they are listening to the show right now, they are probably listening alongside Wendy Williams. So
hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. And if Wendy Williams is not your thing, you're probably also listening at the same time alongside City Council Minority Whip Joe Borelli, who I know starts his morning with us.
Hey, Joe.
So,
hey, Wendy. Hey. All right. Well, it's 5:36. I mean, we're getting close to that traffic time.
Absolutely.
Why don't we just go for
that magic number? Those of you who are stuck in traffic wanting to know when it will be done, Joe Nolan has your answer at 5:37.
Well, good morning again, Frank and Juliet. Busy morning here in the traffic center already. Eastbound on Route 80, two lanes are out. Coming up to 280, that car-bus accident, that's out in Parsippany. You're also looking at delays as you travel on the eastbound side of 78, coming up between exits 49 and 50 in the express lanes. Construction, one lane out. Staten Island bound, Verrazano upper level, the road work, that's there every day. Also on the Connecticut Turnpike northbound now, we're hearing tell there might be a tractor-trailer accident right around the area of exit 11. Now, if you're eastbound on the Long Island Expressway, three lanes are out. A tractor-trailer accident by exit 51, and then on the outbound side of the Long Island Expressway in the city by the Grand Central, a disabled truck off on the right-hand side. Transit Authority, number one trains delays both ways at 242nd Street with police activity, and alternate side of the street parking rules again today are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Elon Musk is up to something very unusual. I mean, I don't think that's a big revelation,
How
Frank.
Uncharacteristic.
I got to tell you, the guy is just the epitome of unusual. But apparently it is something so unusual that it's warranting a tease. So that's coming up in Frank's business report. Also, if you have to choose one airline to fly, I'm going to tell you which one travelers say you should always choose. That's in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 540.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Go
All
for
right,
it, Frank.
At 5:40, this is the WABC Early News. Well, as promised, Elon Musk is up to something very, very unusual. The SpaceX founder and CEO, Elon Musk, wants to rename the Texas town where his space vehicles are developed. Musk tweeted yesterday, creating the city of Starbase, Texas. The SpaceX facility is in the unincorporated community of Boca Chica Village along the Gulf of Mexico. Musk has approached Cameron County officials about changing Boca Chica Village's name to Starbase, but he'll have to follow through on a number of legal steps in order to make it happen. Now, for those of you that want to know what goes on behind the scenes, you have no idea what a great business report that was just now. Because Juliet Huddy was on our show's Instagram page at 77 WABC Early News, and she had this camera right in my face and then right on my... She basically...
Well,
silently heckling me during my business report. And if you want to see the results of that,
yes,
you can go to our Instagram page
and
at 77 WABC Early News.
Also, this will probably go on, what, our Twitter accounts, too? I mean, it's going to go everywhere. Going to go everywhere. All right, it is time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. Americans are still limited when it comes to traveling outside the U.S., but slowly but surely, the options are increasing. Right now, there are a list of countries that do actually accept Americans. Some straight out, like just saying, come on in. Others have some caveats, like you need a vaccine, or at least you need to prove that you have a negative COVID test. I'm going to post to...
None of those sound unreasonable.
No, not at all. I'm going to post the current list on my Twitter account, so just head to at Juliet Huddy TV shortly, and you'll see which countries are accepting us. But some of the more popular spots include Antigua, Aruba, the Bahamas, Costa Rica, Egypt, Ireland, Mexico. But there are some new additions, brand new ones that have just come over in the last few days. Armenia, for starters. Yes, there was that pesky little war there.
Yeah.
Not too long ago with neighboring Azerbaijan. But a peace treaty is in place now. This is for the traveler, Frank, who likes a challenge and likes adventure. There's hiking. There is hardcore language barriers, which some people find a bit daunting. A European cafe vibe in the main cities and ancient temples outside of the main cities. It is a former Soviet country of contradictions. A luxurious top-of-the-line hotel will cost you anywhere between $260 a night down to just $60. You're such a troublemaker. And I'm talking five-star hotels. I'm talking really like the best of the best. All right, Montenegro, also welcoming Americans again. I've been here. I can tell you it is stunning, absolutely stunning, with the bluest water you have ever seen and medieval streets that are not packed with tourists. Also, Nepal is taking us U.S. visitors. Outdoor-loving active types, the kind of people who like to mountain climb, you know, those freaks. you would consider Nepal a Shangri-La, clearly. Another of the most recent ads. Now, this one, Frank, I'm really curious about Tunisia.
Oh,
and you said your mom went there.
Yeah, she went there and had a pretty good experience. She was holding like a water bottle, a Poland Spring bottle that had one of those sport tops, those squeeze tops. And that they'd never seen that.
Really?
And they made her like an offer. They tried to bargain with her, trading an Arab headscarf for one of those squeeze
bottles. Wow. All right.
This is 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, again, most of us don't immediately think Tunisia when we're planning a vacation. But during a time when some of the more classic choices are not available, travel star folks like me, we need to get creative. We need to think out of the box. And I have to tell you, you've got the deep aqua waters of the Mediterranean for beach lovers. You have Roman ruins for history freaks. You have the Medina in the capital city of Tunis with mosques and palaces. I mean, yeah, okay, a few terrorism issues here and there, but the government has really made an effort to secure the areas that are most popular with tourists.
What's a little terrorism if you get a really good deal?
I mean, just a little, lopping off of the head. No, but this is, they're making it safe in the tourist areas, and a 5-star hotel on the most famous beach in this African country will run you just $115 a night.
Wow.
Yeah. And finally, the votes are in, and here are the best of the best when it comes to airlines. The best overall, according to voters for USA Today, Delta. They have the number one on-time record, extensive routes, and even the smaller planes have seatback TVs. The best lounge is Delta's Sky Club at JFK. They've got great food, generous pours at the bar, and a wide selection of comfy seats. Sid is disgusted with
this. I like that Sky Lounge a lot, and I got an American Express Platinum card just so I could have access to the Delta Sky Club.
Oh, look at you, fancy pants.
But the problem that I have with what Delta has done is they've now made it so that you only have access to that airline, that lounge,
if you're
flying Delta.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. They used to give it to you airport,
right,
anywhere you were, whatever airline you're flying, you have your card and a ticket. You can go and hang out there. Now,
well,
don't
I don't
do
see
that
this asterisk next to my report.
You
so
better send it back.
Well, I have
send
to tell you.
Send it back to whomever told you about Capricorn because you're wrong about that.
Yeah, you're wrong. Also, I have to tell you, I couldn't agree with this one more. My great friends Dave and Lisa are flight attendants. They're married. They're part of the best overall cabin crews, and that would be Delta. When it comes to the best economy class, it is JetBlue all day, all the way. Free snacks, Wi-Fi, seatback TVs, and perhaps not surprising, JetBlue also won top honors for the best in-flight entertainment. No matter which plane, which route, you have high-speed Wi-Fi from gate to gate. You've got Sirius XM radio. You've got Showtime, Spotify, movies. Best airport, I mean, no big surprise here. It ain't New York. It's Denver International. That is true. It's got a really nice airport. It's very clean and spacious, but it's not sterile. And it has a really nice art collection, which is kind of wild. Mm. Myrtle Beach is the one for the little airports. I've never been there, but apparently it's got lots of airlines and stuff like that. So anyway, Sydney.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You couldn't pay me to fly Delta.
What?
I flew them for years. I don't fly anybody but JetBlue. That's it. I don't care where I'm going. And if JetBlue doesn't fly there, I'm not going.
I will say this for JetBlue. No limit on the amount of drinks they will serve you during the course of the flight.
Oh, my God. Well, I love my David and Lisa Langston. They are an amazing couple of flight attendants.
And they work for Delta, right?
They do, and they're awesome.
So they're good people.
Yeah,
the airline blows.
Oh, I love Delta.
All right, what's happening in the world of sports, Sid?
All right, let's talk about the Yankees. Yankees get a win yesterday. They beat the Baltimore Orioles in spring training 4-2. They're starting left fielder Clint Frazier this season. He had a base hit, knocked in a run, and now that he's starting with the Yanks, he's excited about the upcoming season.
You know, as I continue to have positive results in the outfield, it continued to instill a lot of confidence in me every time I went out there, and ultimately, I think I made enough plays in a row for me to, kind of have all the weight off my shoulder going forward and feeling comfortable and a part of the team out there.
Mets got themselves a win yesterday in spring training baseball, beat the Houston Astros 2-0 behind 5 pitchers, including Marcus Stroman. High-priced catcher James McCann went 0-2, struck out once. Talked about his performance in his first game as a Met.
Been around a little longer. It's kind of like spring training checklist. You gotta get one marked off in almost every category. So getting the first one out of the way is nice. It's kind of relax and remember, it's like riding a bike. You just continue to work on it, but you've been there before. So, knocking that first one out is good.
NBA last night, the Knickerbockers took it on the chin. They lose by 26 to San Antonio. They're back to 500. James Harden back in Houston tonight as the Nets will take on the Rockets. On the ice last night, a couple of locals in play. Rangers beat the Sabres 3-2. The Islanders beat the Devils 2-1. Now the Islanders will take on the Buffalo Sabres the next three games in a row. Here's their head coach, Barry Trotz.
The same way. It's an opponent, and we have to, you know, collect the points. That's plain and simple. It's one period at a time. You know, you want to start with the first period.
By the way, Christian Arnold has covered the Islanders for years.
Yeah.
You guys know that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
In fact,
he has
a sandwich named after him at this bagel place is like all Islanders stuff.
That is true.
What's the place called again?
It's called Blue Line Deli.
Yeah, and it's really good. We go out of our way to go.
What is the sandwich?
It's just a buffalo chicken wrap with guac and blue cheese.
I saw it and it said, you know, mozzarella. Christian Arnold. I was Christian.
Wow.
I'm like, it can't be my Christian Arnold.
I would have assumed.
Not like you're my.
I would have assumed it was full of bologna.
Yeah.
Funny, Frank.
Very nicely done. Sports at 15:45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
All right, at 5:47, it's time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, good morning again, Frank and Juliet. Busy morning here in the traffic center already. Eastbound on Route 80, two lanes are out. Coming up to 280, that car-bus accident, that's out in Parsippany. You're also looking at delays as you travel on the eastbound side of 78, coming up between exits 49 and 50 in the express lanes. Construction, one lane out. Staten Island bound, Verrazano upper level, the road work, that's there every day. Also on the Connecticut Turnpike northbound now, we're hearing tell there might be a tractor-trailer accident right around the area of exit 11. Now, if you're eastbound on the Long Island Express, Expressway, three lanes are out. A tractor-trailer accident by exit 51. And then on the outbound side of the Long Island Expressway in the central, a disabled truck off on the right-hand side. Transit Authority, number one trains delays both ways at 242nd Street with police activity and alternate side of the street. Parking rules again today are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Here's your Ramsey Subaru weather report. It's 32 degrees right now in Manhattan. Got a little colder, actually, over the last hour. Today is going to be sunny and fairly warm, 52 degrees, although the winds will make it feel a bit chillier. Tomorrow, we've got partly cloudy skies, but the sun will pop out, 44 degrees. Friday, 40 degrees and lots of sun. Saturday, 37 degrees, so it's getting a little colder with partly cloudy skies. And Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, 41 degrees. Then it starts to warm up for the work week, maybe getting up to 60 degrees. That's just a new update. I just saw the official new update here on my weather map, and it's 60 degrees by Wednesday.
Who needs to go away when we have such great weather here like that?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this, Juliet. Frosted Flakes or Apple Jacks?
I'm going to say Frosted Flakes.
Christian, Frosted Flakes or Apple Jacks?
Frosted Flakes.
Gabby?
Frosted Flakes.
All right, well, I'm going to go, and just be the contrarian is my thing.
Okay.
Apple Jacks for me. However,
yeah,
whether you're a Frosted Flakes person like the rest of our staff or whether you're an Apple Jacks person like me, you no longer need to decide because the two fan favorite cereals are being put in one box.
Oh!
That's right. Kellogg's is doing it again. The company released its first mashup last summer with Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops, and it was a hit. So now this new combination combining Frosted Flakes and Apple Jacks.
Frosted Loops.
Frosted Jacks.
Oh.
The original was...
Frosted Jacks, sorry.
But now the new combo hits store shelves in June, but only for a limited time.
Here's the problem with Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks. They rip the roof of your mouth.
Well, again, not being a six-year-old mm-hmm. boy, I don't generally eat breakfast cereal.
Okay.
But, whatever works for you.
I like breakfast cereal for dessert.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chex has this new vanilla flavor. Oh, don't even. Don't even. All right. A little sip won't hurt you. You know when your grandfather would say, a little sip won't hurt you, Julie? And they'd hand you over their beer. Well, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, you may want to tell anyone who's trying to feed your kid some beer or some alcohol to slow their roll. Scientists say that kids who taste alcohol at a young age are more likely to be boozers, heavy boozers later in life. They basically found a link between children who sip everything from beer to wine to whiskey when they're little kids here and there and seeing alcohol positively. So adults think it's cute, but ultimately it could turn your kid into a wino.
Did they say how young you'd have to be to have this sort of an effect?
I did not go deep diving into this story. I like the headlines.
All right. Well, I could
if you'd like me to.
I will be researching this further. And
Are you planning on having children?
Was that an offer?
I mean, no, actually, no. I mean, that ship has sailed. No.
Well, so ideally, no. Yes, I think so.
Would you like to talk about menopause? And what happens during?
Not particularly. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure how to follow that.
Now you're blushing. Yeah. You weren't blushing earlier. You are literally blushing right now. You're horrified.
Like a little
talking about the lady stuff.
Menopause discussion to
it's nature.
Make my face just
nature.
Red as a beet. A Texas woman is running right into the record books for the most marathons in a row. She ran a full 26 miles and then ran half that length daily for the next 14 days. The mixed martial arts fighter admits she was in a lot of pain after the first marathon, even limping to complete her first 13 miles. She questioned if she could even finish, but she did. She's now taking a few days off before hitting the pavement again.
All right. I want to do this story because I would like to direct everybody to The Other Side of Midnight and Frank's great interview with a correspondent from Russian television, RT. He's based in Moscow. It was really interesting. It actually, you know, part of me wanted to scream at him and part of me went, well, he's making some good points here. The Biden administration promised during its campaign that its foreign policy would include harsh actions against governments and individuals who basically flaunt human rights agreements. And he's certainly following through with that promise. But a lot of folks are asking, is it enough or is it kind of smoke and mirrors here? The U.S. on Tuesday slapped sanctions on a group of senior Russian officials, including President Putin's right-hand man. The move is in response to the poisoning of that critic, Alexei Navalny, who's an outspoken Putin critic. So earlier this week, the U.S. intel released a report concluding that Russia did indeed attempt to kill Navalny with the chemical agent Novichok. Biden called the move disgraceful, unacceptable. He said, you know, it's a clear signal to Russia that there are consequences to using chemical weapons and exacting these sanctions. The EU also on board. They've got their own set of sanctions. U.S. officials say this could likely be just the beginning, and they're also looking to potential actions in response to the SolarWinds computer hack. The sanctions include blocking property, banning the U.S. from dealing with any of these group of eight people, and even sanctioning anyone who tries to make deals on behalf of the eight. But critics say the sanctions against people who likely don't have interests here in the U.S. essentially amount to a whole lot of nothing.
Right. I mean, this fellow that I spoke with this morning from Russia, Brian McDonald, his point was that these people are never going to be in the United States. They're not doing business in the United States. So having the United States government sanction them, it really doesn't affect them or their lives in the least. So,
well, yeah, one would assume that all of these people are top Russian officials and people who don't have the money to be or the position or the availability to opportunity to be working with Americans and business interests here. But then again, you know, crazier things.
That's true.
Happen.
That's true. If people want to hear that interview, they can go to the podcast at WABCRadio.com. Just click podcast and go down to Frank Morano or The Other Side of Midnight. I do recommend you subscribe to that podcast if you're not in the habit of being up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. All right. Well, Chuck Schumer has some interesting comments about Andrew Cuomo. He says the sexual harassment allegations against Governor Cuomo are serious and very troubling.
I know the Attorney General will conduct a thorough investigation that will be totally, totally independent without any interference, outside interference, political or otherwise.
The New York Democrat said sexual harassment is not acceptable and must not be tolerated.
All right. Let's head to a guy that we like to tolerate every day at the Sevens, essentially, for traffic on the Sevens, Joe Nolan. Hey, Joe.
Well, Frank and Juliet, like I said before, busy, busy morning here in the traffic center. Start on the Long Island Expressway on the eastbound side at exit 51. A tractor-trailer car accident. Three lanes are out of service. Then as you head inbound on the LIE on that lower level right by the BQE, there is an accident. In New Jersey, eastbound on 80, just east of 280 in Parsippany, a bus accident. Two lanes are out there. And then in Connecticut, northbound I-95, the Connecticut Turnpike around exit 11, tractor-trailer went off the roadway there. Now, the Transit Authority having problems on the southbound B and Q trains. They are on the D and R tracks. And again, this because of a problem just south of Atlantic Avenue. And alternate side again today is in effect. The supportive service of Exergen. Receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer towards an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters. And Exergen is the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies. Details at Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Should we do that Dolly Parton story?
Sure.
Oh, Dolly's so awesome. She went and had her, finally had her COVID shot, vaccine. And by the way, she donated $1 million to Vanderbilt University like a while ago. So she probably could have been right in the front of the line, but still she waited. I love this woman. She is just a fantastic human being, but she had a little song, a new song.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. 'Cause once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine.
She's so damn cute.
She
I
sounds
can't take
great.
It.
She Still does. Beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Sounds great. And as you point out, her generous financial support to Vanderbilt helped develop one of these vaccines.
I interviewed her several times for that syndicated show that I did. And she is exactly who she is. Every time you see her on air, that's the way she is. She walks around. She's so friendly to everybody. She doesn't sit in her makeup room, you know, with the door closed. She comes out. She's having, you know, she's so, so nice.
Well, it must be quite a challenge for you to work with people like Sid Rosenberg and me who are totally different on air than we are off.
Yeah, exactly. You guys sit in your makeup room and
right. In
your hair room and just silent. And you bark
right.
at people when they come in.
That's right. I'm looking forward to getting a little bit of break now so I can go back to ignoring you, which is what I do. When we're off air.
Funny enough, when you want to see Frank ignoring me, just go to our Instagram, 77WABC Early News Instagram page, or mine, Juliet Huddy TV, and you'll see exactly what Frank does when he is confronted by me during the show.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
And Juliet Huddy. Guys, I would follow the 77WABC Early News Instagram page, Juliet Huddy TV Instagram, Morano Vision Instagram. There is some wild stuff on there.
I have seen what is going on at the WABC Early News Instagram, and I can tell you, I would encourage you not to follow.
Oh, I would say that
because there is some video on there that is making me look silly, and I assure you, my friends, I do not need any help looking silly.
Well, the good thing, though, is that you don't have your Dungeons & Dragons board game in front of you.
It's a nice change.
Yeah. Deb is following the breaking news at the news desk. Christian and Gabby are mocking both of us at the controls. They're like, oh, these boomers. Because you're up there, aren't you? How old are you?
I'm a Gen Zer.
Uh-huh. Sid's got sports at 6:15. Here's what everybody's talking about today. The resign Cuomo calls are growing, and those leading the charge happen to be state Democrats, interestingly. This Harry and Meghan special, oh my God, this is going to be epic.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you last couple of days because I know Prince Philip is not doing well.
No.
I'm sure you were going to bring us the latest on Prince Philip. But somebody to bring us the latest on the traffic is Joe Nolan, who has traffic and transit on the 7s. Hello there, Joe.
Start this time in Jersey and Parsippany on 80, just east of 280. An accident involving a bus. Two lanes are out. Also delays northbound on the Connecticut Turnpike coming up to exit 11. That tractor-trailer accident, which is still off the roadway. Now, Long Island Expressway, eastbound at exit 51. Tractor-trailer car accident. Three lanes are out of service. And on the inbound on LIE, that lower level, getting to the BQE, an accident that continues. They have a broken rail just south of Atlantic Avenue on the subways. As a result, the southbound B and Q are on the D and the R, and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Coming up, one of the most popular smartphone apps just had a sly makeover, hardly noticeable, and you won't believe why. That is coming up right before Sid Sports. Plus, Frank has your business report, coronavirus, bill. It's going to be moving forward without any Republican support. He's got the latest.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
All right, 609. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. For those of you wondering whether to pack an umbrella today or put on sunscreen, the person who has the answer to all those questions is Juliet Huddy.
Well, even in cloudy conditions, you should have sunscreen, no matter what. Today, it is going to be 52 degrees, plenty of sunshine, they say. Sadly, there will be winds, and that will make it not seem as warm. But still, I'm not going to complain because we're in the 50s. We're going to head down to the 40s by tomorrow, Thursday. 44 will probably be the high, partly cloudy skies, the sun popping in there at some point. Friday and Saturday, we're down to about 40 degrees. Friday will be very sunny, real nice. Saturday, partly cloudy, but again, some sun. We're going to see sun up until, I would say, Thursday at least of next week. We're going to see sun, mostly sunny skies, maybe some cloudy conditions going in there maybe later on, maybe middle of the week, actually, next week. But the good news is we're going to see temperatures up into the 60s. But this weekend looks pretty nice, albeit a bit chilly, 30s and 40s. Not too bad. I'm not going to complain. We're going to see these nice temperatures warming. I'm really happy about this.
Me too. Frank. Me too. Thank heaven for climate change and global warming.
Little girls.
All right. All right. Well, Universal Orlando, Florida is going to be reevaluating one of their key attractions. There are repercussions at Universal Studios over the decision to discontinue some Dr. Seuss books. Dr. Seuss Enterprises announced yesterday it will no longer publish six Dr. Seuss books due to insensitive content, and Universal Orlando then announced it has removed those books from its shelves at Seuss Landing at Islands of Adventure. Universal says it will also reevaluate its in-park experience. Meantime, the Orange County, Florida School District says it will review its collection, and the county's library system says it will not pull books from its collection, but it will also not buy new copies of those six books.
All right. How does one ground their 19-year-old for not only charging up mom's credit card to the tune of more than $100,000, but also effectively torching her career? Ann Hebert, a boss at Nike, is facing that conundrum. Or should I say she's a formerly of Nike. She had to step down recently. Turns out her son, 19-year-old, used a credit card in her name to buy sneakers for his resale company, which sounds okay, whatever. The problem is that he was then reselling the limited edition sneakers from Nike for profit, and that, as the kids say, is not a good look.
I wouldn't think so. Well, a Japanese billionaire plans to take eight people on a trip around the moon. Yusaku Mazukawa announced yesterday that he'll pick eight members of the public to ride with him on the mission he's calling Dear Moon. It's expected to fly on SpaceX's Starship rocket in 2023.
All right, the son of the Kansas City Chiefs head coach is facing serious trouble. Britt Reed reportedly admitted that he'd been slugging drinks, said two or three, before causing an accident that sent a five-year-old girl to the hospital with life-altering injuries. I'll tell you more about that in a second. But Tom Porto is the attorney for the little girl's family, and he says the February 4th crash was not a fender bender. He told GMA that the family is pushing for the most serious charges and the most serious sentence that Britt Reed could receive. Ariel Young is the little girl. She's still in the hospital, can't walk, can't talk, and Porto says that she likely suffered permanent brain damage. Were you just going to do this story, Sydney?
No, I wasn't, but I can tell you that this kid has had a history of issues with drugs and alcohol. He's been arrested before, and Andy Reid had another son who actually died of an overdose.
Really?
Yes, when he was coaching in Philadelphia with the Eagles.
Huh.
So there has been a bad drug history with the Reed family, and this kid, unfortunately, is a huge problem. Huge.
Oh, my God. I was listening to the attorney talking, and I just got weepy. It was
terrible.
Just this poor little baby.
Oh. Don't forget, by the way, he had to coach that game. Kansas City lost to Brady and the Buccaneers.
Yes.
But Andy had to coach that game knowing this had happened 3 days before the Super Bowl. His son is on that staff. He never got to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because he was in trouble.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Rough.
Yeah.
That's for sure. In terms of other sporting news that people may find interesting, here is Sid Ferris Rosenberg.
Thank you,
Hollywood.
Frank and Juliet.
Hollywood.
I like Hollywood. I kind of like that.
Well, that's
Tom Brady, by the way, talked right after the Super Bowl. The day after the Super Bowl, right, he had not even, the vodka wasn't even out of his system. He was already talking about how much better the Buccaneers can be next year. He wants to win his 8th Super Bowl, and he talked to his offensive quarterback coach about garnering more talent to put around him to make that happen. So that's how good Tom Brady is. Yankees win yesterday, exhibition baseball. They beat the Orioles 4-2. Jordan Montgomery is expected to be one of the better Yankee starters this season. In fact, both Yankee great C.C. Sabathia and Andy Pettit have been working with Jordan to improve his game. Gave up 1-1 yesterday in 2 innings of work. And here is Jordan Montgomery after his outing.
I feel like a lot of pitches I made were really close and really competitive. Change-ups at the bottom of the zone. And I pounded the top of the zone four-seamer, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Mets used 5 pitchers to shut out the Astros in spring training baseball 2-0 yesterday. Marcus Stroman got the start. He pitches 2 scoreless innings. He's added a changeup now to his repertoire. Here's Met manager Luis Rojas on Stroman.
Always talked about his slider and his sinker, two-seamer. And now, you know, today he was elevating the fastball a little more, and now the changeup with the fade. And so there's, like, just more additions to his repertoire. He can hit more spots in the, you know, in the quadrant. So it's just a good mixture for him. It looked good.
Reality check for the Knickerbockers last night. They go to San Antonio. They lose by 26. 119-93, the final score. Knicks are back to .500. James Harden back in Houston tonight as the Nets will take on the Rockets. Hockey last night, the Rangers get a big win, beat the Sabres 3-2. That front line, that top line played very, very well. Here's Ranger coach David Quinn on that line.
Yeah, I thought obviously it's nice to get on the board quickly, and then they get another one early. And, you know, obviously when they're involved in 2 goals early in the game, that's a good sign. And I thought Mika really started showing signs of his old self throughout the course of the game. And I thought Bucci had a good night. Laffy obviously gets the goal going to the net. So, you know, it's always good when you get one line that gets 2.
The Red Hot Islanders, they get a win 2 last night. They beat the Devils 2-1. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
I had a dream. You were in my dream last night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not in a freaky way,
okay,
but you were doing another.
Sorry.
You were on a TV show, not Gravesend, but you were on a TV show, but it was like a Sons of Anarchy thing, and you were all, like, jacked up, and you're all, you know, you were a bad guy on the show.
I was a bad guy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bad guy on the Gravesend show, too. I play a madman. I actually kill somebody.
So was it a documentary?
Are you concerned about being,
kind of.
About being typecast? First, Gravesend, you're a bad guy. Now in Juliet's dreams, you're
well, yes,
a bad guy.
Well, yes, that's it. I'm clearly
not a bad boy.
You know, there was a movie studio that contacted me about doing something in a new Margot Robbie movie, too.
Come on, man.
I swear to God.
Can you send some love my way?
Yes, I can.
Good Lord.
Yes, I can. I told you, go to Miami and try out for the Real Housewives of Miami. They're looking for 2 spots.
I have to move there, though.
Or at least
you live there, you
send
love it
some
no,
love,
I do love it.
Joe Nolan's way. Yeah. He's got traffic and transit on the 7s. Hello, Joe.
Coming up through Lower Brooklyn on the BQ8 Gowanus combination, we're backed up now at least Industry City up to the Brooklyn Bridge. All lanes are closed at Cabin Plaza. 2 vehicles are on fire up there, apparently. So as you head northbound on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, you've got that. If you're going to be traveling on the eastbound Long Island Expressway, out at exit 51, that tractor-trailer car accident still in the process of being cleared. Again, 3 lanes are going to be out. We're also looking at delays on the eastbound side of Route 80 coming into 280 in Parsippany. A bus accident, 2 lanes are closed. And on the northbound Connecticut Turnpike, exit 11, that tractor-trailer off the roadway. Transit Authority, downtown B&Q train still going to have problems south of Atlantic Avenue with a broken rail. An alternate side is in effect. And this report of service of Exogen Accuracy Matters. Receive a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer towards an Exogen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters, and the Exogen is the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies. Details at Exogen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, your Ramsey Subaru weather report. Right now it is 32 degrees. It's going to go up to 52 degrees today. Plenty of sunshine with some light winds. Tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy skies, some sun popping in there. High of 44. Then we go down to about 40 degrees and 37 degrees as we head into the weekend Saturday. Sunny skies, though, and it will continue to be sunny through at least midweek next week. And finally, we're going to start seeing the 60s. Hopefully, they will stay around and we'll also see those big blobs of sun. But right now, again, it is 32 degrees in the city. Frank, how's your biz?
I certainly do, Juliet. And Democrats are hoping to have the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill on President Biden's desk next week. The Senate is expected to take up the bill possibly as early as today. It's already been passed by the House in a party line vote and includes $1,400 direct payments to many Americans. It also extends unemployment benefits. The Senate could approve its version by this weekend, which would then be sent back to the House as soon as Monday. In terms of the stock market, a rough day yesterday with the Dow Jones falling 144, the S&P down 32, and the NASDAQ losing a whopping 230 points, Juliet.
Okay. Well, Sydney's still here. Let's talk about what's happening on this wild and wacky Wednesday. I'm Bernard Sid. What's happening? Who do you have?
We have,
Who or what?
Lindsay Keith. Lindsay Keith works alongside Sean Spicer. Oh. Newsmax, 6 p.m. every night. Talented young lady. We've also got on the show today a guy named Danny Zoldan. He owns Stand Up New York.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I knew that name. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
You know Danny.
Yes. I don't know him, but I know that, yes.
I really enjoyed reading his perspective, even though I disagreed with some of it, about how New York's never coming back.
Right. Yes. Well, he does feel that way, and he got very angry with people like Jerry Seinfeld and all these. He said it's easy for Seinfeld to say it's coming back when he's staying in the Hamptons and worth about $2 billion.
Wow. No, I thought he did a very good job responding.
Well, he's in the New York Post today because he's one of a million people suing Andrew Cuomo. So he'll be on. Talking about Cuomo, Janice Dean is going to stop by.
Aww.
So she's all happy that, you know, they're going to try to take away his powers. But I was talking to Mark Molinaro yesterday. He ran for governor against Cuomo back in 2018. And he's like, this is not even a half measure. So some folks are excited. They feel like maybe it's the beginning of something bigger. Others are like, this is nothing. Mm. He's not going to resign. He's not going to get impeached. He's not going to jail. This is nonsense.
Well, it's certainly going to be very interesting. Both of those people, Janice Dean and Mark Molinaro, have been talked about as potential gubernatorial candidates next year.
Who hasn't been? You told me Randy Levine of the Yankees.
Well, no, they pulled him for mayor.
Oh, mayor, that's right.
I'm thinking about running. A lot of people are getting into it.
I should. Why not, Julia? Over Andrew Cuomo?
I've got a lot of skeletons in my closet, too. So I think, you know, these days, apparently, that's a bonus.
Absolutely.
It is. It's not a bad thing, right.
I admit the things that I've done in my past.
All of them?
No, I will. I'm writing a book. They'll all come out.
Are you really writing a book?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
To be honest with you, I have to wait, and this is a horrible thing to say, but I don't want my father to be around.
Oh, I get you.
A lot of the stuff that's occurred in my life, a lot of it goes back to him, and he would probably see me.
No, I understand. I've been offered a second book deal. I've also said people need to die first.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you don't want to publish it while he's alive because you didn't want to hurt his feelings.
No, it's not about hurting his feelings. It's just that I don't want to. No, that's too. But I just don't want. I don't want to be that person. You know, I don't want to be that kid.
No, I get it. I did a biography. Paul Schwartz wrote it years ago, You're Wrong and You're Ugly. About 30 people bought it. And people would say to me, there's a lot of stuff in there that's very honest. I'm like, you put it all in there. And I said, no, not even close.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, honestly, the thing is, we've all got past and people can evolve and people can change. I do believe that. And I've learned a lot of lessons.
All right. So the book is coming
out. Over these 25 years of life.
Hey, what was the bet you guys made on the mayor? Kelly.
Kelly,
who won that?
Well, look, as of now, Ray Kelly is not a mayoral candidate that we know of, but somebody might be circulating petitions for him that we don't know about. So I don't think we'll know officially if he's a candidate until petitions are due to be filed, which is first week in April.
So nobody won yet. You know, your partner, Juliet, is such a nice kid. There's a guy named Eric Orridge.
Yes.
And he's a Queens councilman.
Right.
He's a very good, very good friend of mine. He's a great, great guy. And he attacked Frank on my text yesterday. When I say attacked, went after him very, very.
Why?
Well, he says he does things to Curtis Sliwa I can't repeat on the air. Oh, yeah. And he's not a big Curtis Sliwa fan.
I've always liked Derek, and you know, I supported him.
He maligned Frank, and Frank goes, I like the guy.
You know, he does a good job in the city council. There's a lot of people that don't. So even if he may not like me, I think he's a very effective elected official. But, you know, that's why it's so frustrating with politics. You know, I'm for Curtis for mayor. I don't know if we're still allowed to say that, but I am. And Eric Ulrich isn't. So I think it's really just a reflection of that. I don't take it personally.
Right. Okay.
But you also have been very critical of Curtis. And sometimes you do it in a joshing way, but you do say some
I'm very objective.
You did say last week on this show and my show, quote, and I quote, he's incapable of telling the truth.
Yes.
That's not exactly a compliment.
Well, I will advert to my prior statement. I'm not going to add anything or take anything away.
Well, I don't know this Eric Ulrich guy, but I would like to say that Frank is one of the nicest human beings I've ever met.
I totally agree. He's a good
human being.
Because when somebody comes after me, I come right back at them. I don't have the heart that Frank has that says, no, you're a nice guy. It's okay. Well, I want to kill you.
Same. Right, we're very similar.
You, right.
Yeah. We've got a lot of hate in our heart, a lot of hostility there.
So, hey,
waiting to be unleashed.
It's all on the Bernie and Sid show today from 6:30 to 10. You're going to hear the gentleman who is suing Andrew Cuomo to reopen comedy clubs and get New York going. That should be interesting.
All right. My fake nail just fell off.
Oh, no.
All right. The rumors are swirling over just what Meghan Markle has told Oprah Winfrey. The two, obviously, along with Prince Harry, sat down for this chat. It's part of a special airing on CBS on Sunday. Some royal lovers are infuriated by the whole thing, given it's going to be airing as Prince Harry's grandfather, Prince Philip. His health is really going downhill, apparently. He's been in the hospital for 2 weeks, 99 years old, so it's a concern. But one correspondent suggesting things will get very ugly. Chris Shipp is his name. He's the royal editor for Britain's ITV network. It's one of the main networks there. He says the issue of race in Britain and within royalty is going to be discussed. And royal watchers say Markle was treated unfairly by not only the British people, but by the media and the court itself. So I have a feeling this is going to be something that's going to be, I mean, some say it could even wreck the monarchy, which I have a hard time believing.
Very interesting. Now, what is happening with Prince Philip? Is he in the hospital?
He is in the hospital. He had an infection, and now they're dealing, he went to a different hospital now. They're dealing with some heart issues. I mean, he's 99 years old, and if you look at him, he, honestly, and I love the royals, but he looks like a cadaver.
Wow.
It's
tune in tomorrow for the latest update on the Royals and all the other news listen to. This has been a lot of fun, Juliet.
It always is, Frankie.
And if you missed any portion of the show, you can go to the podcast page at WABCRadio.com and catch up. Have a great day. Enjoy the Bernie and Sid program. Here's Traffic and Transit on the 7th with Joe Nolan.